Well, people are already racing to the end of the last Harry Potter book. It's not officially out, but purported excerpts are on the web. And the New York Times found a copy in a bookstore yesterday, and by the afternoon they had a snap review up on the web. But once the last page is turned, what will kids have to read for the rest of the summer? Turns out the shelves in children's bookstores are loaded with other series that kids love to read, and NPR's Lynn Neary tells us what is left after Harry.
If there's one place that might be feeling all the air has been sucked out of the building next week, it's the offices of Scholastic Books, the publisher of the Harry Potter series. After all, it's probably a once-in-a-lifetime experience to shepherd such a publishing phenomenon to the finish line. But Scholastic's trade and book fair president, Lisa Hulton, says no one at the company is feeling any vacuum. Quite the contrary.
The death knell was sounding right as Harry was publishing. Everyone was saying, oh, books and books for children and printed books are going to be dead in 5 minutes. And in fact, what we have instead, books selling hundreds of thousands of copies. We have an incredibly vibrant market. We have new original voices being published all the time. So I would say, yes, kids are going on to read other things. And there's a lot of excitement around children's books.
Although there's some debate about whether Harry Potter has increased kids' reading overall, Scholastic points to a study it commissioned which says 51% of kids surveyed did not read for fun before they discovered Harry Potter. But Hulton says the study also reveals a less sanguine statistic about kids' reading habits.
There's a drop-off after age 8. And while parents thought that the number one reason that kids read less independently was too much homework, kids said they had a very hard time picking the next right book. So as kids get more independent in terms of what they're reading, what we see really clearly is they need help finding that right exact one that's going to keep them interested and keep them reading.
The popularity of Harry Potter is one clue to where parents might turn, children's book series. Anita Silvey, author of 500 Great Books for Teens, says kids have always loved series. Goosebumps, The Babysitter's Club, and Nancy Drew were hugely popular before anyone had ever heard of the boy wizard. Children are comfortable with series, Silvey says, because they're so familiar. And for fans of Harry Potter, there are plenty of alternatives to the world created by J.K. Rowling.
She's really grounded in an enormous body of literature that if you like Harry Potter, there is another series out there for you that you may love as much or even more. So it's not like the time when Tolkien finished his fantasy series. If you had loved The Lord of the Rings in the 1950s, there was virtually no place for you to go.
For starters, Sylvie says, kids who have devoured the Potter series might be steered to some of the classics of the fantasy genre.
This is, after all, where Rowling herself got her inspiration. Diana Wynne Jones' Crystomancy series, which is about a wizard school in England. Ursula Le Guin's Wizard of Earthsea series. Philip Pullman's Dark Materials. So these are classic series that children can go to. And then, of course, we have a lot of things in the current day.
In the children's department at Politics and Prose Bookstore in Washington, D.C., customers can get lots of advice on what to buy for picky readers.
So, so good. It's my favorite.
Thank you.
I just started it.
It's adorable. I love it.
Dara Laporte, manager of the department, says one noticeable change since the advent of Harry Potter is the number of new fantasy series being published.
Much, much, much more fantasy. Many more thick fantasy books. Tons more fantasy has been published. Everyone seems to have to publish at least 3 of whatever it is they write now.
All right, let's go look at the what you have here.
What we have here is our table.
Laporte heads to a table of paperbacks filled with first, second, even third books in some of the most popular kids' series. Right next to them is a table of hardcovers with the latest installments in the series. She points to the Ranger's Apprentice series and another series that got started with the popular book The Lightning Thief.
Both of these are ones that when they come out, it's that same kind of excitement. You have kids coming out, immediately coming into the store. Oh, is number 3 here? My friend told me Titan's Curse is here. I need it right now. And I don't remember that kind of thing happening before the Harry Potter thing started. This idea that books come out, they come out on a certain day, and we must have them, and we must have that next one now, is a phenomenon that really has started much more in the last 10 years.
But to get kids to the point where they're begging for a book, Laporte says, you have to get them interested in reading when they're still very young. And series are a good way for beginning readers to consolidate their skills.
Something like The Andrew Lost or Magic Treehouse or A to Z Mysteries is another series, The Capital Mysteries, all of these every book is set up exactly the same way, the same characters, the same number of pages. Everything about them is so similar that it's very easy for the child to plug in and gain that reading confidence.
But while series may help kids build their reading confidence, some of them can also be simplistic. So it's important, says Anita Silvey, to continually challenge your kids with new books.
Whether the series is Harry Potter or another series, you want to move them on to something else because you don't want them just caught at a reading or thinking level for the rest of their lives. So you really need to move them. And I suppose in that way, good that Harry's ending, because at least we can then move readers on to the next set of books.
And of course, the Harry Potter series isn't really going anywhere. For kids who are honing their skills on the Magic Treehouse books now, Harry, Hermione, Hogwarts, et al. May be the next challenge in their reading journey. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
And you can find lists of some recommended children's book series at npr.org.